Elon Musk, probably wise to for me to limit travel after arrest of Telegram CEO Pavel Durov. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 30, 2024. Elon Musk says it's probably wise for him to limit his travels to areas where free speech is constitutionally protected. The ex-owner's comments come after Telegram CEO Pavel Durov was arrested in France in connection to a lack of moderation on his messaging app. Probably wise to for me to limit movements to countries where free speech is constitutionally protected, Musk said in a response to an ex-user who suggested that he consider the implications of his travels in the wake of the arrest of Telegram CEO Pavel Durov in France. While I hate caving to bullies, given the developments in France, Brazil, the UK and elsewhere, please consider the implications of your travels, at Elon Musk, the ex-user wrote to Musk. Your safety is paramount for the future of innovation and free speech and we need your continued vision and leadership, the ex-user added. Notably, Durov was arrested last week after his private jet landed at Le Bourget Airport in France. The Telegram CEO is being accused of various violations of his encrypted messaging service, which French authorities say stem from a lack of moderation of his platform. Musk reacted to Durov's arrest, calling it an ad for the First Amendment that is very convincing. The SpaceX CEO also wrote Dangerous Times in response to another ex-user that pointed out the different ways in which free speech is under attack all across the globe. French President Emmanuel Macron responded to the abundance of ex-users calling out France over Durov's arrest, insisting his country is deeply committed to freedom of expression and that arresting the Telegram CEO was in no way a political decision. It would be helpful to the global public to understand more details about why he was arrested, Musk wrote in response to Macron's ex-post. Like Durov, Musk has also been under attack for hosting free speech on his social media platform. A few weeks ago, the EU demanded that Musk abide by Brussels' speech restrictions during his uncensored interview with former President Donald Trump on X. Thierry Breton, the European Commission's chief censorship czar, sent Musk a letter claiming that his interview with Trump could result in the dissemination of content that may incite violence, hate and racism, and threatened to deploy all powers available to him under the Digital Services Act, DSA, against X if any breaches of EU speech restrictions transpire during the interview. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.